Title: FTC endorses Ohio Supreme Court proposal to reduce reliance on American Bar Association accreditation. Content: While antitrust law has long recognized that professional boards and trade associations may undermine competition in certain cases, 1. State and federal antitrust enforcers have started to focus on higher education and accrediting associations more aggressively. This activity, including the Federal Trade Commission's, FTC, recent letter to the Ohio Supreme Court, reflects a broader strategy to investigate or reconsider accreditation, eligibility, and licensing regimes that erect barriers to entry or expansion in labor markets. Background: The American Bar Association, ABA, has long served as the primary accrediting body for law schools in the United States, with many state bar admission rules requiring that attorneys hold degrees from ABA-accredited institutions. Proponents of this system argue that it ensures consistent quality standards in legal education and protects clients who rely on licensed attorneys. Critics, however, contend that the arrangement limits competition and contributes to higher costs in both legal education and legal services. Ohio is now considering removing its requirement that attorneys must graduate from an ABA-accredited law school to qualify for admission to the Ohio Bar. On July 10, 2026, the FTC endorsed the Ohio Supreme Court's proposal, which would remove Ohio's express reliance on law school accreditation by the ABA and instead adopt alternative methods to determine whether a law school's graduates are eligible for admission to the Ohio Bar. 2. The FTC's position in response to the court's invitation to comment. Directors of the FTC's Office of Policy Planning and Bureau of Competition jointly submitted a letter supporting the policy change. The FTC claimed there are serious competitive risks raised by Ohio's decision to broadly delegate to the ABA the state's authority to set eligibility requirements for the Ohio Bar. 3. Specifically, the FTC claimed that the ABA is dominated by practicing attorneys, who have strong incentives to limit the supply of lawyers competing to provide legal services, and that the ABA's internal accreditation group is dominated by law school faculty and administrators with strong incentives to thwart lower-cost alternatives for legal education. 4. The FTC further argued that the ABA's accreditation standards unjustifiably increase the costs of legal education for students, resulting in fewer qualified attorneys being admitted to the Ohio Bar and thus limiting the legal services available to the public. The FTC urged Ohio, as well as other states, to initiate or expand law school accreditation programs and to consider extending approval to non-ABA-accredited law schools that have been accredited by other states. A national trend, Ohio is not alone. The Florida and Texas Supreme Courts have already amended their rules to reduce the ABA's role as the exclusive authority over educational requirements for bar admission, and the Tennessee Supreme Court is also considering similar changes. 5. The FTC has expressed support for these developments as well. 6. The Department of Education also has supported expanding the number of recognized accrediting bodies in higher education more broadly. 7. In addition, similar claims have been leveled against educational and accreditation practices in the healthcare industry. In February 2025, a putative class of hospital pharmacy residents alleged that the American Society of Health System Pharmacists leveraged its power to set accreditation and residency matching rules that constituted a per se illegal wage-fixing and output-restricting agreement in violation of Section 1 of the Sherman Act. 8. Similarly, in March 2026, the House Judiciary Committee issued a report claiming that the National Resident Matching Program, NRMP, which matches medical residency candidates with hospitals, was causing anti-competitive effects by 1. Constraining competition, resulting in stunted wage growth and inflated expenses for medical residents, 2. Exacerbating physician shortages, leading to burnt-out physicians and long wait times for patients, and 3. Maintaining monopoly power for the NRMP in the market for medical residencies. 9. Taken together, these developments suggest that antitrust enforcers are beginning to view educational and accreditation requirements as potentially anti-competitive practices that are